我一直在想，那个我们现在的教会跟《使徒行传》里头的教会啊，到底有什么不同
？I keep thinking, what is the difference between our church today and the apostolic church?
我们现在有很多的东西，我们啊在教会里头或在传福音上面，我们认为是一定不可缺少的。
There are many things that we think are indispensable when it comes to church work and preaching the gospel.
那这些东西在使徒教会里头，他们应该没有。
So these things must not be lacking in the apostolic church.
比如说印刷。
For instance, the printing press.
比如说电话。
Or the telephone.
甚至个建筑物会堂。
Or even the chapel building itself.
如果我们现在说我们的教会没有这些的话，那我们会觉得说这是不可能的。
So if we imagined our church today without these things, we might say this is impossible for us to do any God's work.
但是在使徒时代，他们真的是没有这些。
But in the apostolic times, they really didn't have any of these things.
那不，我们不是说这些就不需要或者不重要。
We're not saying that these items are of no importance and unneeded.
但是重要的是，我们来想想看，那到底有什么东西他们有，我们现在没有，而我们是需要的。
But rather, the question becomes, what is it that they have that we don't have today, and what is truly needed in doing God's work?
这几天来，我们读《使徒行传》，我们会发现，表面上来看，大概有几件事情。
So after reading Acts of the Apostles for these past few days, we might notice that there are a few things that we need that they had.
第一个，我们说他们是祷告的教会。
First of all, they were a church that prayed.
第二个，我们说他们是爱的教会。
They are also a church that loves.
第三个，他们是做见证的教会。
And they are also a church that testifies for Jesus Christ.
但是事实上，这三件事情也是今天我们在做的。
And these three things we are doing today as well.
那问题就在于可能做的程度不太一样。
But the problem may lay in the thoroughness of our work in these three aspects.
就好像我们好多人见证说来这里祷告很多，但是回去之后呢，祷告读经就渐渐的减少了。
For instance, many of us testify that when we are here, we spend a lot of time reading the Bible and praying, but once we go home, we stop this habit.
那我想除了这三个之外，应该还有一些不一样的地方。
And besides these three point aspects, there must be other things that are different between us and them.
比如我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第六节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 6. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
我想第一个神的时间。
First, we need to be mindful of God's time.
神让福音传得很快，广传应该有他的时间。
When concerning the preaching of the gospel, God has His timetable as to how far the gospel spreads in the world.
这里门徒问说，复兴以色列国在这个时候吗
？So at this time the disciples are asking, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
第七节，主耶稣回答说，这是你们不可以，你们不是你们可以知道的。
And in verse 7, Jesus replies that it is not for you to know the times or dates.
所以第一个时间是神在定。
So first of all, we must realize that time is set by God.
所以我们很努力的来做祷告，来做宣道。追求灵修，这是好的。
So it is good that we earnestly and diligently preach and cultivate our spirituality.
但是有时候虽然这样子做了，好像传福音的工作还是有点停顿，或者说不是我们想象的那么好。
But even when we do these things, we might be a little miffed that despite all of these efforts, the holy work doesn't seem to be as prosperous as we wanted.
第二个就是当时他们对耶稣再来非常热切。
So, for instance, at that time, they were very, they were waiting anxiously for Jesus' second coming.
所以他们在传讲当中一定提到耶稣的复活，一定 提到耶稣的再来。
So when they were preaching to everyone, they spoke of Jesus' resurrection, they spoke of Jesus' second coming.
他们在开始的时候应该有那种耶稣很快就会来的那种心态。
So at the very beginning, they had this feeling of urgency that Jesus will be coming again very soon.
所以那一种把财产都变卖了，应该跟这个心态也有些关系。
And so because of this attitude of urgency, many of their believers sold all their possessions and lived in a community with the other church members.
但是主耶稣告诉他们的是，这个时候不是你们知道的。
But Jesus told them that this time and this day is not for you to know.
所以我们看保罗的书信，慢慢的我们就知道，就看到说，保罗叫信徒，不要整天闲着没事坐在等耶稣再来，个人要做要有一个正当的工作。
So we can see in Paul's letters to the believers that they shouldn't just sit around all day doing nothing and waiting for the Lord's coming, but rather they should set their efforts to do what their hands find to do.
就好像今天又有一些小团体的基督教团体，有时候他们也会发出这样的信息，耶稣要来的，所以工作也辞掉了，产业也卖了。
And these days, you might see some small Christian groups that might say, Jesus is coming on so-and-so date, and you'll find that they will resign their jobs and sell all their possessions and wait for the coming.
对耶稣的再来的热切，可以是正面的，也可以带来是负面的。
So there are positives and negatives to being very anxious about Jesus' coming.
耶稣再来这个是确定的，但是我们要把它对这个事情应该往正面的路途来走。
And so it's a truth that Jesus will be coming again, and we should approach this with a positive fashion.
因为耶稣再来，所以我们要做准备啊，所以我们要努力传福音，应该是这样的方向才好。
Because Jesus is coming, so we need to always be prepared and diligently preach the gospel in preparation for His coming.
那第三个从第四章开始，我们就开始看到彼得、约翰被公会的人抓去。
And so, from Acts chapter 4, we'll see that Peter and John are tried before the Sanhedrin.
在那边被询问，然后被恐吓。
They were interrogated and threatened after the trial.
那这个就是我们所谓的逼迫。
And so this is the persecution they encountered at the time.
那你这样使徒行传一直看下去，你就发现说那逼迫一直存在。
And if you keep reading the book of Acts, you will see that the persecution persisted.
从犹太人的逼迫开始。
And the persecution began with the Jewish people.
那这些反对耶稣的反对信这个反对的犹太人呢，后来连保罗到外邦的到外邦的地方传福音，也有这些犹太人跟着去阻挡。
And so we'll see that the Jews that opposed Christianity, they even went to undermine Paul's work everywhere he went, even in foreign countries.
到了十二章，这个约翰的兄弟雅各被这个希律王所斩杀。
In Acts chapter 12, the brother of John, James, was executed.
这是来自于官政府方面的逼迫。
And this is the persecution from the government.
那我们可以看到那个逼迫的层面这个从犹太人甚至这个地方的政府。
So we can see that the persecution came from the Jewish people and from the government at the time.
然后连罗马的到后来罗马政府也开始逼迫。
And later on, the Roman government even became involved with the persecution.
那从对几个人到对地区到全面性的逼迫。
And the persecution was at first targeted to a certain people, then it became targeted to a certain region, and then it became targeted to all of Christianity.
在第四章的结束的时候，我们看到说彼得、约翰他们回来回到信徒那里他们特别为这个逼迫的事情更加努力的祷告神。
And so in Acts chapter 4, toward the end, after Peter and John were released, they returned to the believers and they all prayed together earnestly in regard to this persecution.
那今天对我们来讲，似乎以北美洲来讲，没有这个逼迫的事情。
Today in North America, we don't see this kind of persecution.
那但是我们今天却面对着很多的试探。
But rather, we encounter many temptations and trials.
哦，这逼迫能够让他们的信仰更热切。
So for them, their persecution drove the fervor in their faith.
哦，那当然我们也知道，后来教会的的改变哈，变质哈，到第一世纪末后，那个跟逼迫太厉害也是有关系。
And later on, when we see the decline of the apostolic church, it is also related to the fact that persecution was very great.
但是就使徒行传里头来看，这逼迫所带来的是正面的影响。
But if we just read the book of Acts, the persecution actually brought about positive results.
哦，让他们更依靠神。
So that the believers relied on God more and more.
哦，所以他们祷告更迫切，对道理抓得更紧。
We prayed even more earnestly and held even tighter to the truth.
那今天我们没有逼迫，但是我们有应该比他们更多更大的试探。
Even though we don't have persecution like they did today, we have even greater temptations than they experienced.
那我们也应该让这个试探成为对我们反而是正面的影响。
And so we should channel these temptations and our treatment of them so that it results in something positive.
因为有这些试探，所以我们对信仰要更热切。
So for instance, because we have all these temptations, we should be more zealous toward our faith.
哦，让我们更依靠神，让我们更亲近神。
And these temptations should drive us to become closer to God and to rely on Him even more.
因为我们要胜过试探。
Because what we want to do is to overcome our temptations.
提供给各位几个建议，你如何来胜过试探。
And I'd like to give you a few suggestions on how to defeat temptations.
第一个，想对的事情。
First of all, think of good things or righteous things.
第二个，看对的事情。
And the second thing is to look at things that are right.
第三个，听对的声音。
And third is to listen to things that are right.
第四个讲对的话。
And then the fourth one is to say the right words.
第五个做对的事情。
And the fifth is to do the right things.
第六个到去对的地方。
Six, go to the right places.
第七个归属于对的人。
And the seventh is to belong to the right person.
那当然，这个人就是耶稣基督。
Of course, this person is Jesus Christ.
哦，真的归属基督。
To truly belong to Jesus Christ.
你如果认为你是属于哪一个团体或属于哪一个人，哦，那一个人、那个团体在你的生活当中是占第一位。
So if you feel like you belong to a particular group or to a particular person, that group or person becomes the first priority in your life.
哦，所以为什么夫妻之间要是我属于你，你属于我，哦，互相归属？
And so this is why when in a marriage relationship, the spouses belong to each other.
妻子是丈夫心目中最重要的，丈夫是妻子心目中最重要的人。
The wife is the most important person in the heart of the husband, and the husband is the most important person in the heart of the wife.
因为妻子归属丈归是属于丈夫，丈夫也属于妻子。
Because the wife belongs to the husband, and the husband belongs to the wife.
那今天我们要属于耶稣。
And today we want to belong to Jesus.
凡事将耶稣摆在第一位。
And so we should always put Jesus in our first priority in our lives.
所以我们如果能够好好的在这几件事情上面好好的来努力的话，我们能够胜过试探。
So if we can put some effort into practicing these suggestions, then we should be able to defeat temptation.
当然最重要的就是维持信仰的热切。
And of course, the most important thing is to preserve your pure faith.
过去曾经教过各位做过两道菜。
In the past, I've taught people how to cook two dishes.
一个煮水饺，怎么煮水饺啊？一个怎么煮鱼汤
？And the first dish is how to cook dumplings, and the second is how to cook fish soup.
我看到 Scott 想到说还要再教你们一招。
And seeing Scott, I feel like I should teach you guys again.
去年我跟他们家人一起去吃饭最后一道甜点大家都说这道甜点非常的好。
Last year, when I went out to eat with his family, we at a restaurant, we had this really good dessert.
我当时就想说，这一套这一道，我一定要研究起来哈，要研究，然后来在 NYTS 的时候来教给大家。
And so at the time when I was eating the dessert, I thought I have to study this dessert very carefully so that I can teach everyone how to make it at NYTS.
那个就是豆花哈 ，soybean jello。
And the dessert was a soybean jello.
那个比一般的 jello 好吃，对不对
？And it tastes a lot better than the normal jello.
哦，那个更嫩啊，一般 jello 比较硬。
Because it's very soft and not as firm as the other jello that we are accustomed to.
那个营养又是很有营养。
And because it's a soy product, it's much more nutritious than just ordinary jello.
哦，你如果不吃肉，通常就是告诉你要多吃一点黄豆。
Because people advise that if you're strictly vegetarian, then you should eat more soybeans.
哦，因为那豆子里头有很多的蛋白质。Protein.
Because soybeans have a lot of protein.
那豆花要怎么做
？So how do you make the soybean jello?
很容易。
It's really easy.
你到中国超级市场去买一包豆花回
来。You go to the Chinese market and you buy the soybean jello powder.
然后买一桶一加仑的豆浆。
And you buy a gallon of soybean milk.
然后准备一个容器，一个 container。
And then prepare some sort of container.
把那个豆花粉倒在那个容器里头。
And pour the soybean jello mix into the container.
那个 powder.
The powder into the container.
然后把豆浆煮滚啊。
And then when boil the soybean milk.
然后你滚了之后呢，就突然间把它冲下去。倒在那个容器里头。
And after you boil the soy milk, then dump it immediately, quickly into the soy powder.
然后就不要去，不用去搅，不用去搅动。
You don't have to stir this mixture.
你就把它放在那。
Just leave it.
过一阵子之后，你来了就有非常好吃、非常嫩的这个豆花。
And if you just leave it alone for a while, after you come back, you'll find very good soybean jello.
很简单，但是里头学问很大。
It's actually very simple, but there's a great teaching inside.
我前天才问这里有一个这个营养博士。
Just and the other day, I asked someone who is getting a PhD in nutrition.
就是在伯恩教会的信徒。
She's a Baldwin Park member.
我说这个程序怎么讲？这个程序的专有名词是什么？
What would you call someone who is an expert?
这个 process.
What's a term that would describe this process?
这个 process 叫做 coagulation.
And the process of this jello, this mixture turning to jello, is coagulation.
那一包混叫做 coagulant.
And that bag of powder is called a coagulant.
那这个 coagulant 是什么东西呢？就是石灰 ，limestone.
Oh, and what is a coagulant? It's simply limestone.
是不是？那个东西就是钙离子。
And it has a
calcium
ions inside.
是不是？那钙离子是两个正号嘛？对不对？是阳离子。
So the ions are positively charged.
那个 protein 带有负离子。
And the protein is negatively charged.
所以男生跟女生在一起嘛，对不对
？And so just like men and women go together, the positive and negative attract.
所以那个豆浆怎么会变成固体
？So how is it that this this mix congeals?
就是有那个。coagulant， 有那个正的，然后把那个 protein 负的给它凝聚在一起。
And so the coagulant, which is positively charged, will bond with the the protein which is negatively charged.
那但是你如果在做的时候，你这个容器里头如果有一点点的油污油。
But if while you're making this this jello, there's a little oil in the mixture.
你倒下去，等一下来看，它不会像你所想要的。
After you dump in the soy milk, the results will not be as you expect.
哦，它不会凝结在一起。
Because of the oil, this mixture will not coagulate.
你如果不相信的话，你可以试试看。
If you don't believe me, you can try it yourself.
哦，它会变成什么样子呢？
Just look at what it turns into.
你看了就知道，你或许会用一个不是很雅的名词来形容，所以我在这里不说。
You might describe it as something that's really gross.
这跟我们的圣经有，跟我们的道理有没有关系？
Is this relevant to what we're studying?
因为我们是在讲习会，所以都要跟圣经有关系才可以。
Since we're at a seminar, everything we say has to pertain to the Bible.
我就是要讲第五章那个亚拿尼亚的事情。
And so my goal is to tell the story of Ananias in chapter 5, Acts chapter 5.
我会想说 亚拿尼亚他们做这个事情 也不是什么大不了的事情嘛， 干嘛神这样就把他们击杀？
We might look at the story of Ananias and Sapphira and say, they didn't do anything really terrible. Why did God kill them right away?
或许我们做过的不好的事情，可能还比他们严重。
And it's very likely that the evil things that we have done are much worse than what they have done.
那因为当时我说过，当时的教会是完全的。
At that time, like I mentioned before, the church was perfect.
那他们的完全也表现在说，大家凝聚在一起，同心合意，很有力量。
And the perfection can be seen at how harmoniously they lived together and how everyone was unified together and prayed together in one accord.
神的力量让他们凝聚在一起。
And the way they congealed together was through the power of God.
你做那个豆花，那个豆浆一定要煮的滚沸才可以。
For instance, going back to the soybean jello, you have to boil the soy milk so that it's boiling very vigorously.
那当时他们也都被圣灵充满着热心。
And so at that time, the disciples, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. It's, they were very filled with the Holy Spirit.
福音才开始在传。
And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, that was when the gospel began to spread.
所以那个教会非常的重要。
And so the unity of the church was very important.
所以不能够有一点油在里头。
Because you cannot have even a small amount of oil inside.
所以呢, 这一点点的不干净也必须要拿掉。
Because if there's a little bit of impurity inside, it will ruin everything, and so you have to remove this impurity.
我们需不需要这样的日子来到？
Do we want such a day to come to us?
太可怕了。
It'd be kind of scary.
这神不是开玩笑的，不能开玩笑的。
You really can't make jokes with God.
这里彼得说，你们不是欺骗我，你们是欺骗神，是欺骗圣灵。
Because Peter specifically told Ananias that you're not lying to me, but rather you're lying to God and the Holy Spirit.
如果神要我们现在教会是完全到像使徒时代一样，我们还有几个人能够坐在这里？
If we want our church today to be as complete and perfect as the apostolic church, how many of us can stay sitting here?
包括我都倒下去了。
Including myself, we would all have stumbled and fell.
哪来的人说把我抬去埋掉？
And who's going to come and take me and bury me?
我们希不希望教会达到完全？
Do we want the church to reach perfection?
我们希望教会是像使徒时代那样的完全。
We do. We strive for the perfection of the apostolic church.
神怜悯我们，还一直留我们的生命。
So God has had mercy on us so that we can still be living today.
但是我们知道，我们是一个属灵的团体，啊，这个容器，啊，是要干净的。
But because we are a spiritual entity, the atmosphere in here must be pure.
我们有很多很有恩赐的人在一起。
We have many people here who are very talented.
啊，我们都是有用的蛋白质。
And all of us are useful
proteins. 啊，问题就是我们能不能连接得起来。
But the problem is whether or not we can congeal with everyone else.
啊，如果我们是干净的，啊，那神的圣灵将我们连在一起，我们的教会会非常的美。
If we are pure and clean, God's Holy Spirit will join us all together, and so that we can become a beautiful, perfect church.
啊，神也一直在等我们。
And God is waiting for us to come to this perfection.
啊，请看创世纪第十九章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 19.
创世纪十九章十六节。
Genesis chapter 19, verse 16. When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them.
再看22节。
Let's also read verse 22. But flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it. That is why the town was called Zoar.
天使对罗德说，你还没有到那里，我不能做什么。
The angel said to Lot, "If we can't do anything until you reach that place."
啊，有时候神的工作是被我们阻挡了。
Sometimes the work of God is hindered by us.
啊，我们还没有到那里，神没有办法做。
If we haven't reached a certain point, God is unable to work through us.
所以我们要神跟我们同工，那我们要自己努力。
So we need God to work with us, but we also need to put forth a good effort.
所以我们看《使徒行传》第五章。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 5 again.
第五章讲到亚拿尼亚的事情之后，福音也传开了，因为众人看到这个现象，这个事情。
After the incident with Ananias and Sapphira, the gospel was preached very widely because the members have fear for God because of this incident.
第五章第三节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 3. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land?
这里说，为什么撒旦充满了你的心？
Ananias was asked, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart?
我们当时他们是圣灵充满的教会。
At the time, their church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是很可惜的，亚拿尼亚这对夫妇啊，彼得说为什么说他们是被撒旦充满了心
？But very unfortunately, Ananias and Sapphira, they were filled with Satan.
那人之所以会被撒旦充满心，常常是我们自己给撒旦留地步。
The reason why Satan may fill our hearts is because we have left a foothold for him.
啊，圣经里头还有谁曾经被描述说撒旦进入他里面？充满他。
What other character in the Bible has been also filled with Satan?
啊，我们就会想到啊，就是那个卖耶稣的犹大。
We will think of Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus.
哦，犹大被后来被撒旦把他占有了。
Judas was later controlled by Satan. 啊，
为什么？因为他给撒旦留地步。
Why was that? It was because he left a foothold for him.
啊，因为他管理钱囊，他常常私拿钱囊的钱。
Because Judas was in charge of the treasury, and he would often take some money from the money bag. 哦，
他心里有贪心。
He was greedy in his heart.
哦，所以在玛利亚膏主耶稣的时候。
So when Mary anointed Jesus.
哦，有一个人说，哎，为什么浪费这三十两银子
？Someone said, "Why waste the 30 pieces of silver?"
哦，这三十两银子可以拿去帮助穷人。
We could take these 30 pieces of silver to help the poor.
啊，但是圣经里头说，其实犹大他不是顾念这些穷人，哦，他是心里有贪心。
But the Bible tells us that Judas didn't actually care for these poor people. It's just he was greedy in his heart.
所以今天我们留意着，啊，我们要被圣灵充满，但是不要让撒旦。 充满了我们的心。
So we should keep in mind that we should be filled with the Holy Spirit and not let Satan fill our hearts.
再看第五章十一节。
Let's also look at chapter 5, verse 11. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
从使徒行传一直到现在，第一次用教会这个名称。
From the beginning of Acts until now, this is the first time that this entity has been referred to as a church.
这里说，全教会听见这个事，都甚惧怕。
Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
所以有时候教会里头的一些管教的事情，会让我们警醒。
Sometimes when we hear about punishment from the church, we'll be more alert of our own actions.
神很不愿意做这个管教的事情，但是也是会有。
I'm sure God reluctantly punished these people, but it is inevitable that such punishment will occur.
这里用教会这个名字，就也提醒说这个团体。 是神所呼召出来的，这个团体是属灵的团体。
And so the fact that this entity was now called the church meant that this group of people was chosen by God and that this was a spiritual group of people.
我们再看13节。
Let's look at verse 13. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people.
这里说百姓却尊重他们。
Here it says, everyone highly regarded them.
今天我们要成为一个被人尊重的人。
Today we want to be someone that is highly regarded.
做一个基督徒，不是让人看成说，这基督徒是好好先生，就是说被人家打、被人家骂，都不回首、不回嘴的。
We should, as Christians say, we shouldn't be viewed as Mr. Nice Guy who like you can push around and boss around and do whatever they want because they won't retaliate.
我们一个基督徒应该是得到人家的尊重的。
But rather as Christians, we should be highly regarded by our peers.
怎样能够让人家尊重呢?
So how is it that we can be highly regarded by others?
跟我们的平常的生活、我们的行事为人有关系。
And it has everything to do with how we conduct ourselves in our daily lives.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第五章34节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 5, verse 34. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while.
这里说加马列是一个百姓所敬重的人。
Here records about a person named Gamaliel, who was honored by all the people.
那这加马列呢，他就是一个 看事情看得很清楚，很明理的人。
Gamaliel is a person who viewed the situation in a very clear sight.
他很有智慧。
And he was very wise.
所以人，因为他的这种明理智慧，所以人都很尊重他。
Because he could view situations very clearly and sharply, and he was very wise, people honored him.
今天我们一个基督徒也要，因为我们看事情看得很清楚。 判断得很准，人家尊重我们。
As Christians today, we should be honored by others because we are able to view situations clearly and make a very good judgment.
或许我们讲话不多。
Perhaps we may not speak very much.
但是我们所讲出来的话都是很合理的。
But let every word that comes out of our mouth be very appropriate for the occasion.
人家尊重我们。
And in doing so, people will respect us.
我们再看创世纪23章。
Let's also look at Genesis chapter 23.
创世纪23章第5节、第6节。
Genesis chapter 23, verse 5 and 6. The Hittites replied to Abraham, Sir, listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choices of our tombs. None of us will refuse his tomb for burying your dead.
这里迦南人称亚伯拉罕是尊大的王子。
Here the Canaanites, the Hittites, considered Abraham a mighty prince.
这是别人眼中 不是亚伯拉罕自己称为我是王子，别人称他为尊大的王子。
Abraham did not view himself as a mighty prince, but rather others considered him a mighty prince.
亚伯拉罕他守神的道理。
Because Abraham obeyed God's commands.
他得到神的同在。
He was able to have God's abidance.
所以他的生活所表现出来的，人家这样就看出来说，这是一个不一样的人。
Because of God's abidance, in every aspect of his life, people can tell that Abraham was a different kind of person.
好，我们再看撒母耳记上第三章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上第三章十九节。
1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground.
这里说，撒母耳长大，神跟他同在。
Here it says that as Samuel grew up, the Lord abided with him.
那他所讲的话都是切实的。
And all the words he spoke were the truth.
所以他得到百姓的尊重。
And so Samuel was able to gain the respect from the people.
我们看撒母耳记上九章十六节。
Let's also look at 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 16.
第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6. But the servant replied, Look, in this town there is a man of God. He is highly respected, and everything he says come true. Let's go there now. Perhaps he will tell us what way to take.
这里说到撒母耳是很受尊重的，很高的尊重的。
Here it tells us that Samuel is highly respected in this town.
所以今天如果我们我们神跟我们同在，别人也是一样看得出来的。
So today, if God is abiding with us, people can tell.
我们不用跟人家讲说，哦，我有主耶稣的同在，别人就看得出来了。
We don't have to go around advertising that God is with us, but rather people will be able to tell by our actions that God is with us.
有时候我们的信徒常常为了要跟人家争，我们是唯一得救的教会，结果弄得自己很自己这样心情很不好。
Sometimes we might find that among our church members, some may go out and deliberately pick a fight and debate about the fact that we are the one true church, and at the end they just irritate themselves.
到最后自己变成怀疑，说是我们真的是独一的教会吗？
At the end of their debating with others, they may start doubting and wonder, are we the true church?
其实如果我有一百万的话，我需不需要跟你讲我有一百万？
If I have $1 million, do I have to tell you that I have $1 million?
你看我住的房子，你看我开的车子，你就知道这家伙有钱。
You just have to look at my house and look at my car, you can say, this fellow has lots of money.
所以如果神跟我们同在，圣灵动工，你需不需要跟人家讲说这里有神？别人都会跟你讲，你如果要神啊，你就到国恩教会。我不晓得住址哈，你就到这里来。
So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit and God is with us, do we need to tell other people that we are of God? No, rather other people refer people to come to church because they know that God is here.
好像以前有一个弟兄，他得到很大的神的医治，他就跟人家讲，你如果要找神，你到11236 Dale Street Garden Grove。
Once it was a brother who received a great healing from God, and when he would tell his friend, he said, if you want to look for God, just go to 11236 Dale Street, which is the Garden Grove Church address.
因为我从那里出来，本来属于 Garden Grove 教会，所以住址我比较能够记得住。
The reason I can remember this address is because I was from Garden Grove Church.
再来看《列王记下》第四章。
Let's also look at 2 Kings chapter 4.
列王记下四章八节九节。
2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. One day Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. She said to her husband, I know this is a man who often comes our way, is a holy man of God.
有时候我们是因为我们的身份被人家尊重。
Sometimes people respect us because of our status.
但是更要紧的是我们的人格被尊重。
But what we really want is people to respect us for our personality and character.
这个以利沙他是一个神人，所以在苏念的妇人啊，他就尊就把他看得很高，这是神的工人。
Elisha was a holy man of God, and that is why the woman of Shunem regarded him well.
所以愿意啊，就有那种接待神的工人的那种意愿啊跟举动。
So she was willing to show hospitality to a man of God.
但是他后来他说，他是一个圣洁的神人。
And she also mentioned that he was a holy man of God.
我们要因为我们的品德，让人家来尊敬尊重我们。
We want to be respected because of our character, not simply because of our status.
再来，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's also look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十二节十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
我们要因为我们很劳苦的很真心的来做主的工，有这种真正的工作的精神，而被人尊重。
We would like to be respected by others because of our attitude of hard work.
我们过去有一个谷良普执事。
In the past, there was a deacon Gu.
很多的弟兄姐妹都非常的怀念这个执事。
Many brothers and sisters miss this deacon very much.
那也都对他相当的尊敬。
And they respect him greatly.
那他就是因为他工作的表现，工作的精神，让人家来尊敬他。
And people respected him because he worked hard and had this attitude of diligence.
虽然并不一定说他很有什么恩赐，但是他工作的精神，大家很肯定。
People, it was not necessarily that he had some great talents, and that's why people respected him. But they respected him for his hard work.
所以我们今天我们做真耶稣教会的信徒，我们要让周遭的人对我们有很高的评价。
And so, as members of the True Jesus Church, we should have our peers regard us well.
我们看到《使徒行传》第六章。
Look at Acts chapter 6.
这是教会选择工人的开始。
This is the part where the church starts picking out their workers.
除了使徒之外，他们有人来帮忙。
And they were selecting workers to help out with the apostles.
那原因就是第一节，我们请念第一节。
And the purpose was stated in verse 1.In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Greek and Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.
因为有人发怨言。
And the reason was because someone complained.
在一个团体里头，一定会有这种不同的声音。
When you're in a group setting, you will hear different sounds and noises.
那这里说忽略了他们的寡妇。
And in this case, the sound was that their widows are being overlooked.
这是在一个团体里头比较弱的一个小团体。
And so this is a group of weaker members in this larger group.
那虽然是比较弱，但是我们看到其实也很重要。
Even though this group seems to be weaker than the rest, they are still very important.
像我刚才讲的那时候的教会是完全的。
Like I said before, that church at the time was complete and perfect.
所以虽然是一个小问题，也必须要解决。
So in order to maintain its perfection, the small problems have to be resolved.
那因为有了问题，所以才就需要去想方法来解决，或者说做一些改变。
And because that the presence of this problem, they have to take some actions to resolve this or make some minor changes.
那我们的教会也是一样，有时候要有一些的改变。
So this is the same thing with our church. Sometimes we need to make some changes and adjustments.
哦，但是那个改变的目的是什么？是要让整个事、整个教会更完美。
But the purpose of these adjustments and changes is to contribute to the perfection of the church.
哦，所以教会的事情是不是一成不变的？
So is the condition of the church stagnant?
哦，不是的，很多事情是活的。
No, but rather everything is very dynamic.
哦，有时候需要改变，就要做改变。
Sometimes changes have to be made, and so we should be open to making these adjustments.
哦，但是不是因为说别人都这样子，所以我们也要这样子。
We shouldn't make adjustments because everyone else is making these adjustments, so we should follow suit.
哦，改变的目的是要达到更好的目标。
The purpose of our changing and adjustments is to become more perfect.